This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Afghanistan war ended with an odd unity between sworn enemies. That's the Taliban and Americans. They both had the goal of getting the U.S. out. And they both had a stake in the evacuation operation after a deadly attack by a common foe. It's an offshoot of the Islamic State group, as witnessed by the Associated Press reporters in Kabul, and as told by people AP interviewed from all sides. The war ended with episodes of brutality, enduring trauma, a massive, if fraught, humanitarian effort, and goodbye waves instead of bullets from the Taliban, now in control. Meanwhile, a U.S. official says the United States plans to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says they may be housed up for a year for further processing. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity and in order to discuss the plans. It is the first U.S. word on its intentions for handling evacuees who fail to clear initial security screenings or otherwise require more processing. The U.S. plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates. They already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas transit sites for the evacuees. The U.S. Navy has declared five missing sailors dead nearly a week after a helicopter crash in the ocean off San Diego. The Navy has shifted the search for them to a recovery operation. The move follows more than 72 hours of coordinated rescue efforts and nearly three dozen search and rescue flights to look for the sailors. An investigation into what caused Tuesday's crash about 70 miles off San Diego is ongoing.